Looking ahead really to the summer, we've got the Kia Super League all very new coming up starting in July. How are you sort of feeling looking ahead to that?
Yeah, very excited for the Kia Super League to start. We had an induction day on the weekend, so got all the teams together. It's very exciting. It's exciting to see it all, everyone come together and everyone can't wait for it to get going.
And you're playing for Loughborough Lightning. Obviously, you spend a lot of time at Loughborough with England and the academy, playing alongside players and Sophie Devine, Elise Perry, Donovan Niekerk, and a lot of England players. It must be really, really exciting and interesting for you to enjoy that.
Yeah, very exciting. I finished up at Loughborough Uni last year, so did a lot of training there with Sally-Ann Briggs, our coach, as well. So it's fantastic to get to work with her again and represent Loughborough, and we've got three world-class players coming over as our overseas players, so it'd be brilliant to get to know them and play alongside them and learn from them.
And I mentioned at the top there, we call it the Kia Super League, because Kia very, very generously giving their support to this initiative. Just a word on the way they've generally supported the women's game over the years?
The support from Kia has been fantastic over the past couple of years. I think it's the first ever standalone sponsorship deal for domestic women's competition, which is obviously fantastic and just sort of shows the continued support for women's cricket.
And women's cricket in general, it seems to me to be almost going from strength to strength. We've had the points-based Ashes series, which has gone down very well. They've been televised. We've had the Women's Big Bash League in Australia. It must be a really good time to be involved.
It's definitely a good time to be involved in women's cricket, and it looks as though it's only going to get better with more and more coverage, obviously these new domestic competitions and opportunities for players to play all around the world. It's fantastic, and it seems like it's only going to get better.
And one of the reasons that certainly when you listen to people like Claire Connor and others talking about the Super League, it's about bridging that gap between sort of county championship and international level. So really, it's sort of like a win-win situation, isn't it? Everybody should benefit.
Yeah, exactly. I think it should hopefully encourage more girls to take up cricket and sort of another platform on the way to playing for England that they can aspire to be a part of. And then, as you said, bridging the gap between county cricket and international level will hopefully just improve competition for places within the full squad.
Yeah, you've played some international cricket, Amy. It's a busy summer ahead for England. We've just heard yesterday about the tour to the West Indies. You know, Pakistan are over here, then Sri Lanka, West Indies. There's just so much going on, isn't there?
So busy. You've got, like you said, so Pakistan this summer, and then the West Indies and Sri Lanka all before Christmas. So we've got there are last three rounds of the ICC Women's Championship. And so, we're hoping to get 4 points from those games to secure qualification for the World Cup next year.
Which of course hosted in England, which is going to be fantastic. ICC Women's Championship, that again for me has been a fantastic innovation, because it gives context to every one day international. It means that everybody plays the same number of games. And do you sort of feel that as a player, that everything, maybe the games are a bit more meaningful than they once were?
Definitely, with them all contributing to qualification for the World Cup, obviously every game is important as it was before, but just with more riding on it, I guess. It keeps it exciting and it's exciting.
The Kia Super League, of course, will be 20 over cricket. We talked to ICC Women's Championship, which is 50 over cricket, and not a lot of sort of four-day or test cricket played in a women's game, but I've just finished reading Girls of Summer, which was the book about your Ashes campaign last year, and what surprised me was that a lot of your teammates sort of said, we want to play more test cricket. Where do you stand on it?
I'd love to play more test cricket. I've only ever played in friendlies. I think I've played in one four-day match in my whole life. So, it would be fantastic. I know it is something that we all enjoy. Equally, I think if people want to come and watch us play T20, and we enjoy T20 and ODIs as well. So, I think it would be good for the game if we include more longer format games, but at the moment the short format seems to be getting people interested in coming to watch a cricket brilliant.
Yeah, for the moment, as you say, sort of focus on the one day 2020 stuff. Just in your own words, sort of how sort of Warwickshire got on early on this season, starting off.
I think we're top of the table. We were fighting relegation last year, but we had a good win against Sussex a couple of weeks ago, and that's the only game we've played so far due to rain. But
right.
So we've had a brilliant start beating Sussex.
Good stuff, and playing at the Edgbaston Foundation Community Sports Club. I know there was a big sort of push to get that back up and running last year, so that must be quite nice.
Yeah, it's great to be based there, obviously close to the main pitch, and really good ground. We played two games there and won both, so we're happy to play there.
So turning into a little bit of a fortress.
Yes.
Yeah, no, done a little bit of work over at Edgbaston. It's a fantastic venue, and really great to see. Adding more to it. And a new signing this year, Jenny Gunn's with you at Warwickshire. That must be exciting.
Yeah, Jenny moved from Nottingham. That's brilliant. We've got quite a young side, so Jenny will bring a lot of experience, and she's fitting straight away, so it's brilliant to have Jen with us.
And if I just finish with three questions on your career, or how it sort of started, really, Amy. How did you get into the game? What was about cricket that sort of drew you in?
I think initially, just sort of playing with my friends, I went down to my local club, and it was up until I was 16 I played football and cricket, so I sort of had to make a decision because which one I wanted to take seriously, and I think I chose cricket mainly because my friends were involved, I enjoyed it more. I think I was a bit of a fair weather player, didn't really want to play in the cold and wet football. But yeah, I think it's a great team sport. Obviously, allows for individual success as well, and it gets to travel the world.
Yeah, sort of follow the sun if it all goes well, don't you, with the cricket? In terms of cricketing heroes and icons, when you were growing up and getting into the game, did you have any?
I didn't watch as much cricket growing up, mainly because it just wasn't out there really as it is now. But I did. I've caught a couple of games, and I always obviously watched Charlotte Edwards and Sarah Taylor, obviously being a wicketkeeper, sort of looked up to Sarah growing up, and Charlotte with the bat, yeah.
And now you get to play alongside them, which must be very special.
Yeah, exactly. It was a bit strange at the start. I've got photos when I was 14, just got slumped in front of the England team behind me, and so at the start it was quite surreal. We're used to them now.
And finally, Amy, this may be relevant today. I don't know if you're interacting with some of the youngsters. If you had maybe one piece of advice for somebody getting into the game early on, what would you sort of pass on?
If one piece of advice I'd give to someone getting involved, I'd say just obviously make sure you're enjoying it, and listen to your coaches and ask questions if you're unsure.
You can't get far wrong with that, Amy. I know a lot of players we talk to say, yeah, the biggest thing is about enjoying it, but that's a good point as well. Listen to your coaches and really don't be afraid to ask questions. Amy, lovely to talk to you. Thanks ever so much for your time. Have a great day today, and we wish you the very best for the summer with the Super League in Warwickshire as well.
Thank you.